FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Basic Education Minister says several school infrastructure projects, including the pit toilet replacement plan, are on hold following the close of the financial year end in March. Sivio Gorube says the pit toilet program had reached 96% completion across schools nationwide before it was halted. She presented a detailed assessment of the conditions of public schools. Gorube says there's a need for accurate data on infrastructure gaps, delays, and the progress made so far. She says 139 legacy projects from the 2018 backlog remain incomplete. The minister was briefing Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Basic Education this morning.
Members, it does not mean that there are no pit toilets in South Africa or that only 139 of them exist. It says that from the 2018 backlog or audit that was done, 139 of these projects still exist. And I do also want to assure members that while we may not have met our deadline of the previous financial year, we are working day and night to make sure that we will come and report to you once this backlog has been done.
Calls are being made for a more efficient response to climate-related disasters, especially in KZN. MPs have acknowledged that more support is needed for communities vulnerable to extreme weather.
Whilst the committee acknowledged that the department is putting measures in place with provinces and municipalities to remedy the under-expenditure and slow response, it emphasized that communities affected by disasters expect an efficient, speedy and agile response in times of disaster and distress.
The call comes from Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements. Chairperson Mamoga Siabi told Parliament yesterday that the aim is to formalise settlements and improve water, sanitation and electricity infrastructure. He also brought up concerns on underspending. CRB says the department used just 5% of its emergency building fund budget in the last financial year.
The department attributed the underspending to various factors, including incomplete and delayed beneficiary lists, which caused procurement delays, lack of a standard operating procedure for emergency housing, scattered projects, and steep and inaccessible terrain.
And police in Colombia have nabbed more than 200 members of the country's biggest drug cartel. The suspects stand accused of murdering 24 security force members in the past month. Officials say the Gulf Clan was born out of paramilitary groups that fought leftist guerrillas in the 1990s before turning their attention to the cocaine trade. The president suspended peace talks with the clan in 2023. During the police raids, 15 suspected traffickers were shot dead and close to 7 tons of drugs seized. A recap of our lead story, the Basic Education Minister says several school infrastructure projects, including the pit toilet replacement plan, are on hold following the close of the financial year end in March. That's it from the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.